Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Top of the morning to you, Ferry Pass. Greetings, Myrtle Grove. Let's get up and get going, Cantonment. Merry Christmas, Pace. And good morning to you wherever you may be in the Pensacola area. I'm Rusty Branch, filling in for Andrew McKay. And that start was a little tribute to the late, great Dave Daughtry from his WEBY days. And here next to me for the next 3 hours, another former WEBY host and my good friend, and I think I would call him a mentor, Mr. Al Stout. Al, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Rusty. It is an absolute pleasure for me to be here this morning. My father-in-law, who was from Nashville, lived in Nashville a good part of his adult life, loved Dave Daughtry, who was on the biggest station out of Nashville before he came down here, and used to listen to him all the time, and man, it was great.
Yeah, I think he was there in Memphis and in Nashville.
Yes.
Ended up at Channel 3 and then WEBY.
Yep.
So that was a slide.
Yes. What are you talking about? Went from about a million listeners to, 20,000, 30,000?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, yes. since it's 5 a.m. On this Monday of a Christmas week, Al, why don't you tell our 7 listeners who are tuned in this morning.
Including my wife and your wife.
My wife and your wife, and yes. They just got the radio on in the background, right? So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you've done in your life. You're going to be with us for the next 3 hours.
And yes.
So we're going to talk about a lot of things, but tell us a little bit about you. And, you know, since I introduced you as a potential mentor of mine, or that you are a mentor in some sense, I'd love to hear who's influenced your life. Who are the key people or the thinkers that have influenced you, besides L. Ron Hubbard and Hillary Clinton, of course, right?
Clinton, yes.
Yeah, it's still 5 a.m., right?
That's right, more coffee.
Yeah.
As Rusty said, my name is Al Stout. I used to be, back when I was popular, I was one of the hosts of WEBY's Your Turn. For those of you who remember my voice, I did that for a great number of years. I don't know, 10 years maybe. I think I did that for a long time, which was a precursor to this show. I think kind of rolled into this show. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if was this on at the same time. I don't know if news radio was. I think it rolled into that.
Yeah.
I can remember doing the last. Actually, I think I did the last WEBY Your Turn from this studio.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Back when, after Mike Bates had sold it to News Radio, and it was, I can't remember exactly what year it was, but it was a great run. A friend of mine said I'm an overachiever. I've retired twice.
Nice.
I retired from active duty military in 2005, where I was a cryptologic technician for the U.S. Navy. I then retired again as a civilian for the Navy, and then I had my first heart attack all before the age of 60. Again, an overachiever in many ways. And I'm currently the associate pastor at Providence Church in Pensacola, Florida, where I carry the luggage for Pastor Yuri Brito.
Pastor Brito.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So as far as influences in my life, man, I always used to tell people you should have 3 things in life. You should have a good sense of humor. All of them start with H. You need a good sense of humor. You should know your history. And you should have heroes. And all your heroes should be dead.
Yes.
Except if you have a father who's alive or an uncle that you look up to. My dad was, that's kind of morbid now. He's unfortunately passed away about a year and a half ago. So my dad was a great influence on my life, and the rest of the guys are all like Reformation era ministers and pastors. So John Calvin and Martin Bucer and people like that. So
very cool.
Yeah. And it's been I love doing things like this. I love talking politics, and I love talking things like education and, of course, the church and Christianity. So some of my favorite things to do in the world. So. As you know, I love doing all that kind of
very
stuff.
Very cool. That's good stuff. And you can tell he's a Reformed pastor, but he can't get the Baptist out of his blood. He had the three H's.
Yes,
right?
Alliteration. Alliteration is deep in my soul. Yes.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, it's interesting. You're twice retired, so you know a little bit about how to retire, when to retire. So later in the show, we're going to talk about, you know, some people who just don't know when it's time to go, right? Maybe like President Biden.
Yeah.
And he's going to go soon enough, but we'll get into that and a lot of other topics as we get going. John, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing good. Bright and early this morning. It's doing really well.
Yeah. Well, I came in a little early. You're already here. You've been here a while. And I actually swung by on my way in. I live in Cantonment up Kim Strand Road, and I got up a little early. Probably should have been doing show prep, but I decided to just leave the house and head west and go over to the new Wawa.
Oh, yes.
I mean.
Listen, if you are Navy folks who've been to Norfolk, Virginia, know about Wawa. Great place to get a sandwich. Great place to get a good cup of coffee.
It's a great cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah, it's really great.
And it's like a coffee buffet, right? You get to
there's
pick.
A line.
And yeah,
that's right.
Well, there's all different choices, and then there's some you go over to the condiment section or whatever you'd call it, and anyways, it's just a fascinating thing. So Al, we're gonna have a good show today. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk about lots of things, but it's 5:15. I'm Rusty Branch. That's Al Stout. We're filling in for Andrew McKay. We're gonna take a commercial break and be back with you in a few minutes.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
You know, if you need anything related to electrical, heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, you need to call Peden. They can take care of you. And Peden is one of those, like, it kind of makes sense that they would do all of these different things because they're all sort of similar, semi-complicated things that go on inside your house. And, you know, if you're going to service the AC, you might as well serve the plumbing and electrical. Like, all of that stuff kind of hangs together. And that's why they do all of that for 55 years, serving everybody along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Panama City to Pensacola, to Tallahassee, all the way to the east. On the west side, they expanded last year to Baldwin County. This year, they actually expanded all the way to Mobile County. So really, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, they can take care of you. Professional service, quality installation, the correct products done right the first time, and they stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, if you buy any in-stock air conditioning system or a generator, they'll knock $2,024 off of it. That's right. It was $1,000 back in August. So give it a couple months, wait and roll the dice and see. But if they've got an in-stock AC or generator that you need to buy, they'll knock $2,024 off of it until the end of the year. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I wish a one-horse open sleigh would come carry me away, but I've been waiting here all day, and one just hasn't come my way. Now, excuse me if I'm not being reverent, but I was hoping.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. This is Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, along with Al Stout, who's here with us today. But before we get back to our conversation, Al, David, what are the headlines today?
Well, good morning, guys. President Biden is commuting death sentences of 37 people, leaving only three federal prisoners on death row in America. In a statement from the White House this morning, Biden said that he condemns the murders but cannot, in good conscience, advocate for the death penalty at the federal level. Luigi Mangione's due back in court today in New York City, where he's expected to be arraigned on state charges. This after he appeared in federal court last week to face charges of murder, stalking, and firearms offense. Of course, all that related to the United Healthcare CEO shooting earlier this month. And a 7-year-old boy now recovering from heart surgery after a drone at a holiday light show apparently fell from the sky and hit him in the chest. This happened on Saturday in Orlando at the holiday drone show. The FAA says some of the small drones collided and fell into the crowd. And, of course, that seriously injured the boy.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah, you would never expect something like that.
No, you would not. Well, wow. Well, David, thanks for that. And, you know, David, what a pro this guy is, right? He walks in here a few minutes ago and just sits down and starts talking. It's just amazing. I'm not saying he was late or anything. I'm just saying just the ability to just get it. David, it's amazing. Matter of fact, I think it's probably as fill-in host. This is probably the strongest part of our show. It's going to be the news
so far. This has
been
the
best.
I don't know if I can agree with that. You guys are doing great.
No. It's like when I pitched. My best pitch was a pickoff move to first. They were going to get on, right? Our best pitch here is going to the news. But Al, good morning again. Glad to have you with us. And Al, you kind of grew up in this area, right?
I did. My dad was in the Marine Corps, and so we moved around. In fact, until I retired from the Navy, I never lived anywhere longer than 3 years my whole life.
Wow.
But this is where I was born, and I spent a good part of my military career here and growing up as a kid. I went up to Pace High School up through 10th grade and left in 10th grade.
Okay. And yeah. John, you're from here? Is this right?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you guys, we got started since it's Christmas week. Yeah. What are some of the things in Pensacola around the Christmas season that you just love to do? Al, what are some things maybe you do now or you used to do?
Yeah. I didn't really grow up as a Christian. Well, we were intermittently in churches when I was growing up. Ever since my kids were little and we moved back here back in 1998, I think it was, we did Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. We usually opened pajamas up on Christmas Eve.
Oh, nice.
Which was always a good thing for the kids. Yeah. And then we had Christmas morning was usually cinnamon rolls, orange cinnamon rolls that my wife would slave over by unwrapping them from the Pillsbury Bay tube, and then open presents right away. I don't know if your kids are let's all open all the presents all at once, or did you take turns? Did you youngest to oldest, one present at a time? How did you do it when you were a kid?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, it was just Santa had left it, right? So we woke up and it was there. Now we go around.
Oh, that's good.
And so, yeah, we take our time. Everybody opens one, except for I have a 2-year-old in the house this year.
Oh, that's right.
Two and a half. And so I think she'll probably do her thing. And then we'll start the rotation, everybody will love that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. John, what about you? Anything that you remember from Pensacola that you do now that's special?
Just being with family.
Yeah.
Most of my family is here and we always get together and just it's a good way for all of us to catch up because we're so busy, you know, during the rest of the time. But then we can just sit there and fellowship together and just enjoy each other.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things we tried to do this year, I don't know if we've done this or this is a tradition. We tried to go down to the Pensacola Christmas Parade.
Mm-hmm.
This was a wild scene.
I heard about it.
It was very Christmassy, but it was a wonderful evening, right? Yeah. So I think everybody from maybe here to Montgomery came.
Oh, wow.
It was about 10 people deep at every section we went to try to get the 2.5-year-old up close enough to see something. We did see police lights, you know, from where we were as they drove by, and that was kind of it. But it was apparently a thing. I'm not on Facebook, but it was a thing that we saw, but others experienced as well, where adults were pushing kids out of the way to get up to the front. And so
catch the beads or catch the candy.
I guess so. I don't know. It was an interesting.
That's crazy.
It was wild. And so finally, at some point, wife and I just we kept sliding back. So it was like, hey, let's just head on out of here, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
We'll go catch this. But you know, the Winterfest downtown, even the parade in terms of who showed, you know, the turnout, I think Pensacola is kind of a place to be right now. Lots of things are happening, and you can do a lot of stuff with the family. So that's anything from your childhood, though, that you remember specifically, or things from past, maybe here in Pensacola that used to happen that don't happen anymore?
This isn't something that I ever did as a child, but we went to the Christmas concert at First Baptist this year.
Oh, yes.
Which was absolutely fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Huge choir, huge orchestra. We had some friends from some of our families from Providence, Providence Church, where I'm the associate pastor. They were playing in the orchestra, three young ladies who played violin, and we're all in a row. On the violin line, it was really, really great. I was really impressed. They did a great job. So,
oh wow,
yeah.
I think a friend of this show, Jack Zesch, who's been on a few times, played the oboe, I believe. Yeah. So I've heard good things about anything from the past that you remember, John?
No, not really. All the memories just revolve around family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And we used to make trips at Christmas time. From, like I said, my dad was in the Marines, and so we lived all over the country. And we used to make trips at Christmas time and drive across country typically, and come back and see grandparents, and that was always a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in Grand Ridge, which is over near Tallahassee, and so we went this Saturday over to see my parents and to spend a few hours there, and we had a good time. But the day after Christmas, we're going to load up. Speaking of driving. My wife is from West Michigan, from Holland, not Holland, but Holland, Michigan. Yeah. They are very Dutch, and up there they say, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not, and I stand out with this accent, as you can hear. So, but it's a 14-hour drive, and I try to get up early in the morning, so this doesn't bother me too much to be up early, and try to make it straight through. And the best we've done yet, this was a couple years ago, we had two stops from here to Holland, Michigan. Oh, I just told the kids, don't drink anything. Right? We're not stopping.
Right.
So we stopped in Huntsville. We stopped south of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And then we stopped in Holland. And
nice.
I count that as one of my greatest victories in life, to just push through with the kids. And there's some trauma. So some of my older kids are not going back ever again
right. Because
of that. But
that,
you know,
broke them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, look, if you're not willing to go all the way, right, just get off the porch, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to get to go do that. And that's a great treat for me. You know, sometimes when you're in a place where you're different, right, that's scary. That's not, you know, doesn't feel safe. You're out of your comfort zone. When I go there, I get laughed at a lot of restaurants when I order.
Right,
those sorts of things, right? When I order grits, that's always a
sweet
ha
tea.
Ha. Yeah, sweet tea. There's ha ha there, but you know, I kind of actually love that. I get to reinvent myself, and I'm way more country there than I am here, right?
Yes.
I really put it on, and so you would think I'm from like Greenbow, Alabama, or something.
Right, right.
So we're looking forward to that. Just great family up there and great time. We aren't going to get any snow. They get that lake effect snow in Holland, but it's all happened already.
And yeah,
so
you're
they've
done.
Just
it's
yeah,
probably will never happen
it's
again.
Probably not at Christmas. So I'm sure it'll be back as soon as we leave. But it's been snowing since Thanksgiving. Anyways, nobody listening cares except for maybe my wife. And if you are, love you and look forward to the trip. Right,
yes,
no
yes.
Stops. So. 5:27, Al, what else? Anything else about Christmas that we haven't covered that we need to get to?
Remind me to tell you, I think probably I need a little bit more time, but remind me to tell you about my Dutch ancestry.
Oh.
And how we came to this country.
Wow.
I will have to give you that story.
I did not know about
this.
Yes,
yes. So,
is Stout a Dutch?
No, Stout is English.
Yeah.
But the first stout in the country married a Van Princess.
Oh.
Who was obviously Dutch.
Yeah, that's so, great. That yeah, is you'll very be, Dutch. You'll,
it's a great story.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We I think we always loved just being around family. I've got actually got 6 of my 14 grandchildren in my house right now.
Wow.
And we have greatly enjoyed it. So trees underneath our presents underneath the tree, putting all the eclectic homemade their parents' homemade ornaments on the tree yesterday was a great joy for the kids, and getting to see what their mom made when she was their age. It was a lot of fun. So
yeah
that's been great.
That is cool. Yeah. Well, I just got a text, my comment about how I'm considered country when I go to West Michigan. Somebody said, bro, you're country here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, that's close. Speaking of wonderful things in the past and things that we enjoy, but maybe aren't around anymore. Al, you'll know the answer to this. What happened to Kwanzaa?
Is it still a thing, or is it?
Well, I'm asking. I
don't know what happened to it. I know that it was here for a while, along with Festivus.
Festivus for the
right
rest
about
of us.
The same time.
Yeah,
actually, in the 1960s, both of them created. So.
Well, I don't know. When I was in the 90s, Kwanzaa I think peaked, and yeah. There was a lot of conversation about it, and I just hadn't heard anything, and I was wondering maybe if in the first Trump term he, you know, presidential edict, he just outlawed it, or I missed it. No,
and he is already eliminating things. Not even president yet, and already eliminating things from the country.
I thought, isn't he already our president?
He's just about, yes. He's negotiating, making deals. I know that. So.
Yeah, I think he's already run Trudeau out of office or something, right? So, anyways, you're going to get a lot more of this as we get rolling here. This is just a little intro into where we're going for the rest of this show. This is 92.3 News Radio. I'm Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, and that's Al Stout. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm Chris Foster. Almost all federal death sentences are commuted by President Biden before President-elect Trump can end a moratorium on those executions. Fox's Jared Halpern.
37 of the 40 inmates on federal death row will be spared from lethal injection. President Biden has commuted those death sentences to life without parole. The Biden administration has imposed a moratorium on lethal injections in cases other than terrorism or hate-motivated mass murder.
Still eligible for execution, a church shooter, a synagogue shooter, and the Boston Marathon bomber.
We will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
If President-elect Trump says Panama does not lower fees for American ships to use the canal, Panama's president responds his country's independence and sovereignty are not negotiable. Trump spoke there at the Turning Point Action Conference in Phoenix. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. A little bit chilly out there this morning. We've got 38 degrees here across the area. The case against a Navarre man charged with attempted murder for shooting at a man he said was breaking into his RV and trespassing on his property has been dropped. Joshua Huston was arrested in November of 2022. Huston said he shot at the man after he came after him with something in his hand. At the time, he didn't know what it was. It turned out to be a flashlight. Prosecutors said they did not believe stand your ground applied at the time in 2022, but last week a judge disagreed. That case has now been dropped entirely. Huston says he's looking into hiring an attorney to file a civil suit against the Santa Rosa Sheriff and District Attorney's Office. An investigation is now ongoing after an officer-involved shooting in Baldwin County. This happened last night on the Baldwin Beach Express median just north of Highway 90. No deputies were hurt. The victim has not yet been identified. The Baldwin Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit is investigating. Well, if you're going to be out finishing up any last-minute Christmas shopping, you'll definitely encounter a red kettle or two. The Salvation Army's got 27 of them across the Escambia and Santa Rosa counties this year. They're hoping to raise $155,000 by tomorrow, Christmas Eve, so they can continue helping those in need.
So December 24th is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And, You can certainly help us reach that goal by donating, or you can also volunteer your time by going to our website, registertoring.com, and you can sign up to volunteer your time.
That is Captain Stephen Wildish from the Salvation Army. He says the money goes towards youth programs at their community center, after school and food programs, and also programs that help families during times of financial crisis. So, of course, to donate, you can put money in the kettle when you see it, or you can contact the Salvation Army Social Services Office in Pensacola. Well, SpaceX starting out the week with a launch this morning, a Falcon 9 rocket blasting off just after midnight from Kennedy Space Center. That was carrying 21 more Starlink satellites into orbit. And it is 534 News Radio 92.3. Again, right now, it is off to a bit of a cold start this morning. We've got 38 degrees right now. But let's get a full check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. As we go into Tuesday, high near 65 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 53. For your Christmas Day forecast, 40% chance of rain with a high near 68 and a low near 59. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 38 in Pensacola, 40 in Gulf Breeze, 34 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duquette with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure to treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure to treat me nice.
Well, welcome back to 92.3 News Radio. And as we say in Grand Ridge, this ain't Andrew. This is Rusty Branch filling in, and along with Al Stout, and we're glad to be here with you this morning. Al, just before the bottom of the hour break there, that's a real new, radio man, top and bottom of the hour, right? Is that good? Somebody asked me the other day, at work, like, what's the bottom of the hour mean? Why do you keep saying that?
I'm somebody who's never seen an analog clock.
So, but before we went to the bottom of the hour break, you said you had a story about your Dutch heritage.
Yes. So Penelope Van Princess, 1640, married a guy named John Kent, who moved his family from Amsterdam in the Netherlands to the New World. And so they landed in New Jersey, near Sandy Hook, New Jersey, and were attacked. There was an ongoing Indian war at the time. They were attacked by Indians. John was killed, and Penelope was left for dead with arrows sticking out of her. She had been gutted, partially gutted, and crawled into a tree, hollowed out tree, and survived on rainwater and grubs for about a week. And she was found by another tribe of Indians, was nursed back to health. I'm cutting this down way down.
Yeah.
Nursed back to health, and then married one of the first Stouts in the New World and settled in New Jersey, founded the first Baptist church of New Jersey.
Wow.
Being the not titled the first Baptist church, but the first Baptist church in New Jersey. And I don't know when the first Baptist church I got called, but they were the first Baptist church in New Jersey. Ended up having about 8 or 9 kids, and that was how the Stouts planted themselves in the New World. So my son married a Dutch woman and I told that story at his wedding. So
wow.
With a lot more detail and a little more humor.
That's amazing. You found out all of this just by 23andMe.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, which I think because of my military time, I'm probably in all the DNA databases, so I did not put my put myself in the Mormon one. So.
You did not want to do that. No, no. Yeah. speaking of that, my mother, she's talked all my life about our Native American history, and then somebody gave her an Ancestry.com or something, and we don't have any.
Yeah, so, that's the same thing. That was the same thing with me. I think because of the, but if you only did the, on the female side, if you only did the female side, the male side doesn't get passed in DNA. So it's only, so if you only did the woman, if you didn't have a male ancestor who did the, or a male rep family member who did the 23andMe, you wouldn't get your male lineage. So my mom's DNA doesn't, because of the way they do the because of the way DNA is passed down, you actually don't get the father's DNA. So
what happened to the patriarchy? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, that is a good thing.
I thought we were in control.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are.
We are in control.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
We just don't get
I'm confused. Yes.
Yeah, you just don't get the lineage from your ancestors there.
Well, great. Yeah. So,
So that's my Dutch ancestry.
Very cool. Yeah. So New Jersey and then in Holland were sort of the settlements, right?
Yes.
I guess they sold New York. They didn't want anything to do with
New
that.
Amsterdam.
Yes, way, that's right. Yeah. So, well, look, we've been talking about lots of things, fun things, but, you know, a serious topic I've been interested to get your opinion on, and it's this healthcare CEO, this assassination, this murder, and specifically the suspect, Luigi Mangione, and this identification. Now, I know that there's all sorts of conversations around healthcare. You know, is it broken? All these different kinds of things, and I have opinions about that. But specifically, I wanted to have a few minutes just to discuss. What's this obsession with calling him the Ivy League killer? Like, what's going on there, Al?
Right. We framed the news in such an interesting way. First of all, do we remember the name of the CEO?
Brian?
I don't remember. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that's sad.
So, but we know know the killer.
Yes.
But we know the killer's name. We know where he went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he's the Ivy League killer, that he's this the man who was educated in this Ivy League manner. The way that we frame the news is to garnering sympathy, or you point it in a certain direction the way you frame the news. The other example that I mentioned earlier when we were off the air was the recent subway yesterday's lady who was burned to death on the subway up in New York. And the New York Daily News, the headline was "Woman Catches Fire on Subway."
Mm.
Well, she didn't spontaneously burst into flames. She was lit on fire by an illegal alien who was on the train,
wow,
who was arrested right afterwards, which they knew. Mm. And yet they framed the news in such a way to garner sympathy or to at least provide some excuse for the perpetrator of the crime. And I think that's what's going on there. You want to garner sympathy for the man who actually did the murder, and which you end up having.
Why is that? What would be the impetus to try to create that sympathy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly why that is. I would imagine that the hatred for people who are seen as the root of the problem for our healthcare industry,
mm-hmm,
that you end up hating those people that are involved with that. I think that's probably part of it. I'm gonna create an atmosphere where it's the murder is justified.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems. I think any type of vigilantism that you end up with in a nation, you have to do that. You have to create an atmosphere of justification in order to allow you to feel good about yourself when you support somebody like that.
Yeah. You know, I the more I hear this, and it seems like everybody I talk with, they talk about the Ivy League killer. I think there's a tinge of envy, jealousy there. I know that there's this whole idea that these elite institutions have gone astray, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe there's an identification that, oh, look what it produced, this guy, right? So maybe there's less sympathy for him, more of an accusation, yeah, against the elite institutions. But to me, that speaks to the media playing off of that, this idea that we have in some sense, you know, we're a little jealous, right? We're a little envious that here's this guy who's had this great opportunity at this school. But we have to take a break. It's 5:45, so we're going to break and hold that thought. I know you got one. We'll come back, yep, to it in just a second.
Yep.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about. Is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I'm Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay. Al Stouts here with me. Before we get back to our conversation about the Ivy League killer, David, what you got in headlines?
Well, good morning. President-elect Donald Trump hinting at a future for TikTok here in the U.S. He says after seeing the success that his campaign enjoyed on TikTok, he feels like it might be time to start thinking about the company. He spoke at America Fest, hosted by Turning Point USA. That was in Arizona over the weekend. And, of course, his comments coming as TikTok faces a deadline to either sell off the company or quit operating in America. A 7-year-old boy recovering after a drone fell on him at a holiday light show. That happened in Orlando over the weekend. The boy had to have emergency heart surgery. The FAA says some small drones collided. And then Colleen Hoover, author of It Ends With Us, is voicing her support for Blake Lively amid sexual harassment allegations against Justin Baldoni. Lively co-starred with Baldoni for the adaptation of Hoover's book and filed a sexual harassment and retaliation complaint against Baldoni on Friday night.
Well, this makes me feel out of touch with pop culture. I did not know any of the names you just mentioned there at the end. I mean, it's just, I don't know who Baldoni or Blakely Lively.
Well, to be honest, neither do I. So.
That's great.
Thanks. But here it is.
Yeah. Thanks, David. That's terrific. Well, Al, we were talking about really this identification of this, you know, alleged murderer, assassin, whatever we want to call, and giving him this title, Ivy League killer. You talked a little bit about the media and how they like to frame things. I think you know, the media largely not news radio. Right. This is
right.
Real.
This
That's
is
right. real.
This is where you get the
yeah,
real
this
news.
Isn't legacy media.
No.
This is
no.
This is real.
Yes.
But the fake news, right? Yes. It's yes. it's a PR firm. It's a money making
right.
endeavor, right? And so I would assume these catchy names, you know, garner more attention, right? It's easy to identify with.
Right.
But we got onto this topic about what sort of underlies maybe the sympathy for the Ivy League killer.
Right.
And do you have more thoughts about that?
Saturday Night Live, speaking of popular
yeah.
culture, on their program mentioned his name, mentioned the killer, and the crowd cheered.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They cheered for him. And I think that is in large part, I think the idea that the evil insurance companies are to blame. So he's to blame for his own murder. And the idea that this man has done a good thing by taking this a vigilante action against somebody that he didn't agree with.
So he's a Robin Hood archetype, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you know, and I'd love your thoughts on this too. Speaking of popular culture, in sort of this last maybe 5 to 10 years, and we see it right now with Wicked. Right?
Mm.
The Wicked Witch of the East.
Right.
It really wasn't her fault, right?
No.
All these backstories that we go to, Maleficent. And so really this idea that you don't do bad things because your heart's corrupt. You do bad things because people did bad things to you. The Grinch, right?
Yeah.
And so we started telling the backstory of the Grinch. Well, he got picked on as a kid. That's how he became the Grinch. So what do you think about this sort of undertone of when someone does something bad, it really isn't their fault. It's because of the things that have been done to them. You have any thoughts about this?
Right. And I think there's some truth to the idea that nobody just comes created whole cloth, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are influences in your life. However, if you take that to mean they are not responsible for their
yes.
actions, then that becomes a problem. And the idea that you need to you can't go back and fix somebody's bad childhood in order to redeem them. What you can do is punish them for the acts that they've created. If they've done something evil, if they've done something unlawful, you can punish them for that. And hopefully others would learn from that to not do those things. Or they would themselves learn that what they had done was wrong and evil. What you can't do is not even forgive. You don't even, there's nothing to forgive if it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the Christian message gets lost in that as well. If there's some reason why the Grinch turned out as bad as he did, then you don't get the opportunity to forgive them for the things that they've done. All you can do is maybe even forgive their parents, or you can forgive their grandparents, or whoever it was that raised them in that way. You misplace where redemption would be located, I think.
Yeah. No, I love that take, because I think we like to bifurcate things, right? Mm. So even in this analysis, well, you know, the heart's bad, right? And he's done a bad thing. There's no other conversation here, but there are other conversations.
Right.
You know, how we, you know, how the Grinch's friends treated him, and or your lack thereof friends. But I think that it's interesting how this gets framed, how we become, you know, the heroes and the villains, and specifically in this scenario. And I've had doctors, I've had people who run hospitals. I'm on the HR side of things, so I'm helping employees with their benefits.
Yeah.
And so I've had lots of conversations about this. Matter of fact, I asked a couple people, said, you want to be on the show this morning and talk about it? Heck no. No side wants to talk about it, right? So it was interesting. Why is it that we have such a problem with the healthcare, the insurance sort of system in our country right now? Is it completely broken? I'm going to ask you, since you're here.
Yeah. So I think this has been a problem for all of human history. We want answers to our problems right away.
Mm-hmm.
We want to live forever.
Yeah.
We don't want to have high cholesterol. We don't want any of the, we don't want anything bad to happen to us. And if we do, we want somebody to fix it right away.
Yeah.
And because of that, we think that we deserve the answers that we're seeking immediately. I think that's a huge part of the problem. And I don't want to, and I want you to get better. I want you to have good health. I want you to do that. I like RFK Jr.'s. Let's work at preventive health issues as opposed to corrective.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. And so, and I've got some other thoughts about insurance and the way that we do medicine in general, but maybe I could save those for the next half hour. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing. Joy Powell down at Baptist Hospital was in Memphis. She's a friend of mine. We've worked on some projects together, but they actually brought this Memphis model to Pensacola, the folks at Baptist did, where, you know, getting out to people in the community and making sure if they do need to be on meds, that they're taking their meds, that if there's been follow-up instructions from a doctor, that so there's some sort of, you know, community health care aspect to this, rather than someone showing up in the ER, having these issues, not taking, and so, you know, the context of what I'm saying is, I think that this preventative, you know, let's work with each other, let's exercise, let's do these things, let's check on folks, you know, a sense of community sometimes can help us along these, so we're not just waiting around for that big incident to happen and you're showing up. But I do think that there is a sense, maybe a generation, maybe our parents, that, you know, a pill will fix it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so, or I can just go and get this from the doctor. Well, no, we want you to actually go do some therapy. Well, I don't want therapy, right? I don't want to do physical therapy. I want to just take a pill. So to your point, this idea that we just want it fixed and we want it fixed now, I think has led to some of the problems that we see in the quote unquote insurance and healthcare industry. I think sometimes it's from a lack of what we as individuals are doing, and this consumer mentality. I think we were just talking off air. I mentioned, you know, and you hit on it, that I want what I want and I want it now, right? Right. You know, the doctor says this, well, I want an MRI. Okay, well, we need to submit that to your insurance because you really don't need it. Well, no, I want it today, right? Yeah. Well, no, you have to schedule that, go somewhere else. You have to get it approved. And an MRI isn't like God looks at you and tells you if you're good or bad, right? It's just another person reading a test.
Yes.
But we want it, and we want it now. And what I just got wasn't good enough, right? Mm, and so that sort of someone looking for a fix, it's almost like I'm looking for all the options, right? Mm. And I want to pick and I want to be in charge of, well, there's some give and take in that system.
Right. And I've got family members who are on different types of insurance and different types of medical care plans, from Christian sharing organizations who share their expenses across communities. And it is amazing the level of care that different people get, even in my own family, just because of the way that they do in their insurance.
Well, the system's certainly confusing at best at this point, and I think they're, you know, better minds than mine working on this, so we hope they can figure some things out. I suspect when Trump gets in office, it'll all be perfect.
It'll be great.
So that sounds great, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
The banks are dancing in the streets, according to Jamie Dimon, and healthcare is going to be fixed. But now we're here at the top of the hour, and we're going to go to our top of the hour break. I'm Rusty Branch, sitting in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. That's Al Stout, and we'll be back after this break.